On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
A Broadstairs man has admitted killing his six-week-old son at the start of a murder trial. Police found Mackenzie Ellis at his home in a critical condition in July last year. He died at a London hospital 3 days later. 21-year-old Lee Vernon, who hasn't got a permanent address, admitted manslaughter but denies murder and two charges of causing GBH with intent.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Boris Johnson's new Brexit plans have been attacked by MPs, with Labour calling them either serious nor credible. The Prime Minister has been explaining how he wants to replace the backstop, which is designed to prevent a hard border in Northern Ireland. But the EU reportedly thinks the proposals would need to be reworked, and Jeremy Corbyn thinks there's no chance of the Commons backing them.
The proposals are unrealistic and damaging and will, as I think the Prime Minister full well knows, be rejected in Brussels, rejected in this House, and rejected across this country.
The jury's been sworn in at the trial of a man accused of murdering his wife, who went missing from her home in Kent 20 years ago. Debbie Griggs was 34 and 4.5 months pregnant when she disappeared from Walmer near Deal in May 1999. Her body's never been found. 57-year-old Andrew Griggs, who now lives in St Leonard's in Dorset, denies murder. Canterbury MP Rosie Duffield has spoken out in Parliament about being the victim of domestic abuse. She shared her experience during a debate on a new law and received a standing ovation from her colleagues. The Labour rep says dangerous behaviour isn't always obvious at the start of a relationship.
It's when the ring is on your finger that the mask can start to slip and the promises sound increasingly like threats. It's then that you can spend all day after 12 or more hours at work longing to see the person you love, only to find that on the walk or tube journey home they refuse to speak a single solitary word to you. Eventually, at home, they'll find a way to let you know which particular sin you have apparently committed. Your dress was too short, the top you wore in the chamber was too low cut, or you didn't respond to a message immediately.
KMFM News.
The family of a teenage boy who was found dead in a field in Ashford are campaigning to raise awareness of substance misuse. 15-year-old Owen Kinghorn was discovered on land in Great Chart last month. His mum set up a Just Giving page for the Kenwood Trust. Owen's funeral takes place tomorrow. Judges have dismissed a legal challenge to pension changes, which affected the retirement plans of nearly 4 million women. Campaigners argued the government didn't give enough warning when they raised the age women could claim a state pension. Engineers are continuing to work on fixing a power cut in Sittingbourne that's left almost 500 homes and businesses without electricity. It's been caused by a fault in an overhead cable. We're told all power should be restored by 5:30 this evening. Parents have also had to collect their children from Meadowfield School, which has been forced to close. Plans to make Sandwich Quay an international yacht harbour could see a historical gunboat move out of the area. The American P-22 wartime vessel had just renewed its mooring lease to remain along the riverside until June 2021. Those in favour of keeping it there say it's helped attract thousands of visitors since it arrived 2 years ago. Councillors behind the plan say proposals are still in their early stages.
KMFM Showbiz.
Dev Patel has been on the red carpet in London for the premiere of the new David Copperfield movie. The Slumdog Millionaire star takes on the lead role in the adaptation alongside Tilda Swinton, Hugh Laurie and Peter Capaldi. The event kicked start the PFI London Film Festival. Writer Armando Iannucci says the current political climate made him want to make something positive.
The discussion about what Britain is at the moment feels very negative. I wanted something that was celebrating what Britain is. Life and creativity and the music and the just the kind of people and that sense of community as well.
The original Charles Dickens novel references Chatham, Canterbury and Dover, although none of the film was actually shot here.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Kentina Asher Smith has become the first British woman to claim a global sprint title after storming to victory in the 200 metres at the World Athletics Championships. The big favourite followed up her silver in the 100 metres by setting a new British record over the longer distance. The 23-year-old says it's an achievement she'll never forget.
Just for it to all have paid off and just for to be a world champion, it means so much. It's something that when I started in track and field, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to be world champion. I just always aim to improve every year, so it means a lot, yeah.
She'll be hoping for a third medal in the 4x100 metre relay this weekend. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.